60 seconds.
Get the names, please, okay?
Yeah, got it!
Hey folks, how you doing? My name is Donut. Welcome to our show. I see we got three players right here. Player one, you'll buzz in with Q, as in Quattro Sports. Player two, your buzzer will be B, as in Best Metal Man Fan. Player three, you have P, as in Punch-In. Now let me explain the rules and... Oh! I'm sorry, do you have somewhere to be? Let's start the show! Someone's in a real hurry! Let's have a category, player one.
Get ready for some fun. It's question number one. Oh yeah.
Here's the category: Game Boy Pocket Change. And this one's going to be worth $1,160. Okay, get yourself set. It's time. Let me just dig in here and... Oh, yeah. All right. If I had a nickel for every time someone made a DoD entry from this game, I'd have $6.05. Lucky for me, that's the most covered game. Mega Man 2, Mega Man 3, Final Fantasy 6, or Chrono Trigger. Mega Man 3. Final Fantasy 6. Too bad you didn't pick this. Chrono Trigger had 121 entries. $6.05 isn't much, but it'll buy a couple of cans of beefaroni and beefagetti. Player two, pick one.
Whoop-de-doo! It's question number two.
Next up, DoD of the first Olympiad, and we are talking $1,160 for this one. Keep fit, because here we go. Prince of Darkness has a whopping 26 golds in DoD. If Dwelling of Duels was a discipline in the ancient Greek Olympics, what would Prince of Darkness have 26 of? Silver medals, bronze medals, copper medals, or iron medals? Bronze medals. Iron medals. Nope. You know what you could have picked? You could have picked this. Silver medals. In the old games, first got silver, second got copper, and third got nothing. And instead of an Impact Soundworks library, Pud would also be walking away with an olive branch and a diploma. Category, player three, let's do it.
Question number three.
All right, let's see what we're doing here. Day of the Top Tentacle. This question's going to be worth $1,161 bills. Get ready to buzz, because here it comes. There's 830 artists in DoD, but let's take a closer look at the 10 who entered the most. Shiza, Tibanev, Yvonne Hockstock, Hat, Ryan 8-Bit, Cackle Missile, MH, Katajin, Brandon Strader, and Pingo Simon are responsible for what percentage of DoD songs? 1%, 11%, 21%, or 31%? 1%. Here's what you should have guessed. 21%. 20.8% to be exact, but hey, it doesn't matter. Bad Hairline Productions is gonna be at the top in no time. Okay, we need a category. Your pick, player one.
Question number four.
question for.
The name of this category is In Space, No One Can Hear You Solo. And we are talking 1,160 big ones. Okay, let's get this Katamari rolling. I want to listen to all of the DoD songs as many times a day as possible. Which planet should I live on so I can listen to the playlist the most times in one day? Mercury, Venus, Mars, or Uranus? Uranus. Uranus stinks.
Mars, the bringer of wrong answers.
And here's the right answer. Venus. A day on Venus lasts 5,832 hours, which means you can listen to every song about 25 times in one day. After this month, you'll probably need another day to listen now. And that's all we have time for. No Jack Packs today. All your scores are just awful, so a winner is not you. There's been a lot of entries this month, and we probably still have a few songs left from Zelda 2 or Zombies Ate My Neighbors or something. I bet you have a good idea who did this song, but I got news for you.
You don't know Jack.